Haftarah of the first day of Pesach teaches us how Bnei Yisrael finally arrived in Eretz Yisrael. It was a two-step process. First, they finally did Bris Milah after so many years of not performing Bris Milah. The only exception, of course, was Shevet Levi, but most of Klal Yisrael, 11 Shvatim, did not have Bris Milah. And as a result, Haftarah teaches us, they were not able to bring Karban Pesach all the years they were in the Midbar. They only brought one the year they left, the year following, but for 39 years there was no Karban Pesach until they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And that was due to the fact that they did not have a Bris Milah. They were not able to go along and bring the Karban Pesach. So we're taught in the Haftarah. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara asks, well, why did Bnei Yisrael not do Bris Milah all the years in the Midbar? What was the reason? We don't find it's a tain on them even. It's a maila for Shevet Levi, but no tain on Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara answers in one of the Terutzim, the reason was because the Ruach Tzefonis meaning northerly wind, the wind which blows from the north. The wind from the north, says the Gemara, did not blow. Normally every day, we're taught in the Gemara and Gittin, every day the winds blow from all directions, different times, but they're always blowing every day. And all those years, the wind from the north did not blow. If it didn't blow, says the Gemara, they couldn't do a Bris Milah because the wind from the north has healing properties. And after one has a Bris Milah, one needs to be healed. And without that northerly wind, it will not heal. So it's a sakana. So the Gemara says, why didn't the wind from the north blow? So the Gemara says, various terutzim, it would cause the Nani HaKavod to disperse. Other terutzim, al kopanim, you see from this Gemara that in order for refuah to take place, the wind from the north has to blow. The Sardar of the Ein Yaakov, they bring from Blazin Ibishis and Yaris Drash, Chilik Sheini, Jewish Yud Beis, who asks, since when is the things coming from the north, things arriving from the north, when is that considered good? In the Torah we find, it says in Yirmiyah, Mitzafayin Tiposach HaRa'ah, from the north will come the evil, referring to Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel, but since the Pasuk describes it as from the north, it doesn't say, not just giving a direction, it's the Torah is not just a ways or GPS. The Torah is telling you that the Koyach Hara comes from the north. And Rabbi Nissen says, we find in Kabbalah that the north represents the Sitra Achra. Again, Mitzafayin Tiposach Hara. It's the opening of all evil is up north. So why did Hashem make at the same time that refuah, the wonderful thing called refuah, healing, comes from the wind coming from the north? What's the pshat over here? How does this work together? Another question of Rabbi Ibishitz asks, very famous pasuk after Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah says, Kol ha-machal asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosem alecha. Hashem says, all those sicknesses which I had given to the Mitzrim, I will not place upon you, ki ani Hashem rifecha, because I am Hashem your doctor. And Chazal say, Kol ha-machal asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosem alecha, every machla which was in Mitzrayim, I won't place upon you. V'imasim, and if I will give it, if I will place it, ani Hashem rifecha, I'm Hashem your doctor. L'chayra, maybe Chazal are dealing with the redundancy of the pasuk, because if the pasuk says that I'm not going to give you a machla, so when why do you need Hashem to be roife? You never get sick in the first place. So Chazal are kind of adding to the pasuk, well, if I do make you sick, then I'm going to be your doctor, and I'm going to heal you. But Chayra maybe took care of one problem, but it created a new problem, because the pasuk first says Hashem says I'm not going to give you a machla. He says, but if I do, decide, will you or not? Famous question. Another question. Chazal tell us that when the Magefa started in Parshas Pinchas, so Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron immediately to go take a pan with a ketores in it and go between the Machna, and that would stop the Magefa. A terrible Magefa started, and it will be stopped by the ketores. And the Gemara says, that we know that Moshe actually learned this from the Malach HaMamas. The Malach HaMamas taught Moshe Rabbeinu this secret of stopping a plague with a Ketairus. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? Because if it wasn't from the Malach HaMamas, then how did Moshe know about this? It must be he learned it from the Malach HaMamas. What kind of proof is that? How did Moshe know this? Moshe knows everything. Moshe is called Terakula. There's no secrets hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the raya that Moshe learned it from the Malach HaMavis? Because otherwise, how would he know it? The Gemara says, if not, Minayada, how would he know it? What do you mean, how do you know? He knew. Hashem revealed him all the secrets, everything, the chayra. What does it mean he learned it from the Malach HaMavis? What kind of proof is this? So the Gemara says, to answer all these questions, a tremendous chiddush, at least for me, maybe for you too. Taira tells us, by the Teichacha, I'm called Choyli v'chol Macha, every sickness, every wound which is not written in the Torah, Hashem's going to send. Says Rebbe Yisrael Aibish, it's a huge chiddush. Choyli and Macha, sicknesses and wounds are not considered coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem has a shliach, and that is the Malach HaMavis, who the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, is also the Satan. It comes from the side of the Satan. They are in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them in charge. Of course, everything's with Hashkacha. They can't do whatever they want. But Hashem made that all sicknesses and wounds should come from the other side, the Sitra Achra. And therefore, since sicknesses come from them, so refuah needs to come from them. Again, this is the highlight of the Chiddush, the peak of the Chiddush. This is printed in Lakutim at the side of the Ein Yaakov and Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph and in Yaris Tvash, Chelik Sheni, Drush, Yud Beis. Refuah comes normally from the Sitra Achra, because normally the sickness comes from them, the wound comes from them, the affliction comes from them, and the refuah, therefore, is also in their hands. We'll see soon, at times it's possible that there's a special sickness which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the refuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But normally, it's their field, in their ballpark. Of course, no hefkeir chas v'shalom, we're not Christians, le'aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. But Hashem made them to be the shlichim for this wonderful job of making people sick and refuah. We add daven to Hashem that He should please instruct them or enforce upon them to send this refuah. And now we understand why, when there's a lashon of the pasuk that says, "Rabim v'ne'emonim," because Baruch is going to send sicknesses which are faithful, and the Gemara says above Mitzia, that sicknesses are nemanim b'shlichusam, they're faithful to follow through on their shlichus. The Gemara of Mitzvah means to say their shlichus from who? From Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean? What do you mean it's faithful to shlichus? Teretz says there's a shlichus, they're sent through the other side, through the Satan and his cohorts, and they're faithful to keep their job, which was sent by the other side. And now we understand. Chazal tell us in Pesachim that there was a Sefer Refuah, there was a book of healing which Yecheskel HaNavi hid away in order that people should daven more. Why, what was this book? This book, says the Rebbe Eisen, was a book filled with kishuf, a book with how to deal with sickness by relating and maybe sort of paying tribute to the Sitra Achra. So every sickness was in this book, and there was an actual, real way how to get healed from it. Not going to say it was Avodah Zarah, but it was very close to Avodah Zarah. It was a book which the way you would get healed from every sickness was by relating and dealing with the Sitra Achra. So it was a big black book of magic. And Yecheskel HaNavi said, I want people, when they get sick, not to turn to the Sitra Achra, but to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, Hashem, you take care, you make sure I get better. I don't care how use a sitra achra, use everyone, but I'm davening to you, and they should be focused on that. And therefore, Yecheskel hid that sefer refuas. Beautiful pshat. And says Rebbe Yisrael, one should know that after one gets healed every single time, since it's in their ballpark, they're in charge of it, they might have chas shalom affected our Yerush Shemayim without us even realizing it, and we are obligated to go along and be mischazik. To be mischazik in Yerush Shemayim, because we don't even realize every time we have a refuah, believe it or not, since they were involved, it could cause us to have a downfall in Yerush Shemayim. And a yid needs to always have chizuk after a downfall of having been sick and having a refuah, even though he sees the Yad Hashem. But since they were involved, it could, without him realizing, somehow taint his Yerush Shemayim. And he needs to make sure to be mischazik very properly. Now we can go back and answer the questions which we asked at the beginning. The last question we asked was about the Ketores. Chazal say that when Moshe instructed Aaron to take the Ketores and use it to stop the plague, the Magefa, says the Gemara, he learned it from the Malach HaMavos, because otherwise, how did he know it? Pshat is like this. Moshe knows everything. Of course he knew everything from the Torah. Hashem taught him everything. The Gemara is just saying that the Magefa is a terrible, terrible sickness, a Magefa, a plague, which is under the auspices and jurisdiction of the Malach HaMavos. And how can Moshe Rabbeinu send the Ketores, which is a Davish of Kedushas, Kodesh Kadashim? It's the central point of the whole Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is called Har Amor in Shir HaShirim because of the Ketores, the Mar, the Ketores. It's a central avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. And how could that be? This Davar Shem Kedusha, we use something to stop Magefa, which comes from Sitra Achra. Says the Gemara must be that Moshe learned this secret, this aspect of it, from the Malach HaMavos himself. Because yes, the Malach HaMavos was given the koyach, the right, the permission, to use this Davar Shem Kedusha to stop a Magefa. Amazing. So, Eina Chinami, it came from their Rishus, the sickness, and they were given a permission to go along and use the Ketores to heal. That's Pshat of the Gemara. And now we can go back to the question we asked before that. Says in the Pasuk, the Gemara is bothered by double lashon, the Chazal darshan, I'm not going to give you the sickness. If I will give it to you, then I'm going to heal you. Will he give it or not, or will he not give it? Says Rebbe Yisrael, the Kaddish Baruch is being maftiach. If you listen to me, if you act the way you're supposed to, then all the sicknesses in Mitzrayim won't happen to you. Meaning to say, you'll never get sick through them, through their system, through the Sitra Achra, through the Satan. It's going to be always for me. I'm going to personally give you that makkah and give you that machla, referring to what? Referring to Yisurim, Shal Ava, that sugya and Shas and Brachas of especially Yisurim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to his loved ones, as Asher Yehav Hashem Yechiach, very big Madrega, like people like Reb Lazar ben Shimon and Yochai. Reb Lazar ben Shimon he lived much of his life with tremendous stomach pains, which was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he enjoyed having it. Big, big, huge Madrega. He barely even understand what those words mean. But that's found in the Pasuk. Hashem says, I'm not going to give you the machla that they had in Mitzrayim, which was sent through the Malach HaMavos, through the Yetzirah. V'im asim, if I will send it to you, then ani Hashem refacha, I'm personally going to heal you. I'm going to be your doctor. It's not going to be a doctor from the other side. It will be me. It means it's shaykh for a yid to be zaycha, to be sick, somehow, not from the Sitra Achra, but directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Hashem says, I'm personally going to heal, which is going to obviously be a healing filled with bracha, with Adarab, it won't be a Yerid in Yerush Shemayim, it will be a Chizik in Yerush Shemayim. And now we can understand what we began the shir with, Naftaira, the Ruach Tzefinis, the wind from the north, which the Gemara tells us was missing all those years, and that's why the Bnei Yisrael were not able to do a Bris Milah, and that's why, as a result, they weren't able to bring Karban Pesach. And we ask the Ruach Tzefinis, Tzefinis is in the jurisdiction of the Sitra Achra, and the answer is yes. The sakin of Mila, the knife, kol makkah, gam kol choli, kol makkah, a wound from a knife, yes, is considered, even though the mohel is doing it, but the wound from the knife itself is misyachis to the sitra achra. And therefore, the ruach tzvanis, the wind from the north, is actually the wind which is healing it. So, we've answered all the kashas, Baruch Hashem. We have a huge chiddush over here, how refuah, sickness, machla and refuah is normally in their hands. One has to make an extra tefillah when one gets better, that he shouldn't be affected, chas v'shalom, in a downfall of Yiras Shamayim. And one has to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should enforce them to come and heal already. And it comes out that there is also a possibility for those big tzaddikim that Hashem personally will get involved in their machla, will make them some type of sick or pain to test them, all different reasons which we know, or to reward them, different reasons for Surah Mishal Ava. And then Baruch Hashem, Hashem personally gets involved in hearing them. A big chiddush. Have a chag kosher v'sameach.